Well, today's post-resurrection story features a road each of us have walked. Regardless of our circumstances and notwithstanding our varied and vast experiences, just us sitting in this room, we know this road. We've walked it, and we recognize the rough pavement as it buckles our knees, as it makes our feet heavy. It's the road we walk when we speak the words the disciples spoke. But we had hoped. But we had hoped. When are the times you have uttered these words? But we had hoped the cancer would stay in remission. But we had hoped that school would not reject our application. But we had hoped the baby would make it to term. We had hoped the depression would lift. We had hoped he would regain his health. We had hoped a different candidate would win the election. We had hoped our faith would be sustained. We know this road, and we know how painful it is when we had hoped for a different outcome. We know how challenging it is to look at dashed expectations and hopes and have nothing left to do but to walk away and grieve. That's where we find the disciples this morning. In the Gospel of Luke, a disciple named Cleopas and another unnamed disciple are walking on this road, and this stranger appears to them, a companion on the way, and they strike up conversation. And as they go deeper with the stranger along that 7-mile road, they say, "But we had hoped he would be the one to redeem Israel." Because for what they know, Jesus has just died. And this is the Jesus on whom they placed all their hopes. And they'd sacrificed their lives for him. They thought this man would conquer all that was corrupt and sad about their world by great power and might. And instead, Jesus died the most humiliating death possible, and promises of this new kingdom would be lying to waste. Go ask Gary for a Band-Aid. Okay. Downstairs. This is a kind of surprising resurrection story, isn't it? Kind of like that. Most of the time we hear the story of the earthquake and the angels and the bewildered women and the dramatic encounter with the empty tomb. And we often forget that our lives in the 21st century are instantly connected to the unfolding of news worldwide. This was just the third day, and the power of the resurrection was being revealed in the way of a much less dramatic headline. Maybe more quietly than we can actually imagine. And at this point in the story, everybody's scattered. These disciples have left Jerusalem. They're on their way down a road and away from that place. And there are some other disciples in Jerusalem, and at this point, they're locking themselves in a room out of fear. And the women witnesses are running around telling this story about the empty tomb, the angels, and the ghosts. And others are starting to talk about a potential grave robbery. And what had seemed so pure and sure was now dissolving into a complete mess. But we had hoped for so much more, and certainly not for this. Isn't it interesting that the disciples on the road who had spent so much time learning from Jesus, following this new way, they couldn't recognize him? Perhaps that's the part of the good news for us today in this season when we're celebrating resurrection. But we had hoped. We had hoped it would look just the way we imagined in our wildest dreams. We had hoped that Jesus would look just the way Jesus is supposed to look to us. And instead, he shows up as a stranger. This strange man, who doesn't know anything about what's going on, apparently. All the madness, but does want to hear our side of the story. He wants to hear it all. Have you ever encountered someone who takes the time to really listen to you? That's who the disciples discover on this road. And isn't it also interesting that Jesus gives these travelers the freedom to leave, depart from him? They've completed their 7-mile walk, and Jesus gives them the chance to continue about their business without him. He even starts to walk ahead as if he's going on down the road. He gives them a choice. He not only makes himself clearly, undoubtedly known to them as he used to be before his death, but he also doesn't force acceptance of him. The disciples have the freedom to choose. And since this is a story about us, that means that we have the freedom to choose as well. Here are some thoughts blogger Debbie Thomas offers about this choice. She writes, "I'm perpetually surprised by Jesus' commitment to my freedom. He will not impose. He will not overpower. He will not coerce. He'll make as if he's moving on, give me space, time, and freedom to decide what I want. Do I desire to go deeper? Am I ready to get off the road of my failures and defeats? Am I willing to let this guest become host? Do I really want to know who the stranger is? Stay with us." That's what Cleopas and his companions say to Jesus. Stay with us. It's an invitation, a welcome, the words Jesus waits to hear. Finally, isn't it interesting how the resurrected Jesus shows up in everyday, simple ways? Now, when I think about being transformed by the resurrected Christ, when I think about Jesus showing up, I often think about big, unforgettable moments. Being on the mountaintop, life-altering instruments of power swooping in, overturning. But this is how Jesus shows up in the resurrection. In a bit of broken bread shared, in a sip of wine, in a shared meal, in a common table. What does this mean for us? It means that God can show up in the text message you receive from a friend next week. God can enliven your heart when you're out walking your dog. God can be made known to you in the stranger who scans your groceries. God can be made known in the places where you feel hopeless. And it means that the risen Christ is not in some far, distant, exciting, more exciting place. But just like Jesus showed up on the backwater road on a quiet evening, Jesus will show up in the small, simple places of your everyday life. But we had hoped. I guess the challenge is this. How often do we remain on the road of despair and neglect to stop and rest for a while, like the disciples did? To go into the house, to nourish ourselves in spite of the pull, to keep moving forward in a fraught frenzy. How often do we decide we can just keep going on our own? The resurrection hope is this. We can keep walking on the road with one another. We can engage the stranger. We can pay attention to and tend to our burning hearts. We can notice when Jesus is in our midst. Christ is risen, And Christ is not only risen in fanfare and flowers and the beauty of Easter Day a few weeks ago, Christ is risen on the hard, rough, and uncertain road to Emmaus. So look for him. And no, Jesus probably doesn't look anything like what you'd expect. And when your heart is strangely warmed, notice how he's lingering at your door, honoring and respecting your freedom, but deeply desiring to stay and feed you. And perhaps you'll say what he's longing for you to say. Stay. Amen.
Amen.